This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Bourne, joined now once again by St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. And, Coach, welcome back. Another beautiful weekend for the Prep.
Yeah, sure was. Thanks for having me on again, Rick.
All right, Coach. They got the statistics in the Salem News. But before we get to that, the Friday game, which was a big one, I want to ask about a feature that Prep football puts out every week, and that has to do with the scout team players of the week. Tell me a little bit about what that is, the scout team players of the week, and you know what that's comprised of, and maybe a little bit of the background of it.
Yeah, I started that my first year as a head coach here, just as a way to recognize guys that are putting in great effort at practice, and we put a premium on our scout teams. Which, and what we mean by scout team is, you know, if you're a backup here, if you're not a starter, you might get a few of our reps working on our stuff, but a lot of what you're going to do is be the show team to prepare the starters. So, like, for last week, we'd have a group that was like the Londonderry defense, kind of showing what they do as a defense. So I run the scout teams. I put a huge premium on that, and kids have bought into it. It's been really good for us. We prepare, I think, both sides of the ball. I think our show teams do a great job of preparing our first offense, first defense, our special teams, and it's a big part of our success, so I want to reward those kids and acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a win-win situation in that your players who are not necessarily starters and get a lot of playing time, they are going to develop under your guidance, really, in terms of learning what the other teams do, and that can be a carryover when those kids mature and end up on the starters. So it's like you have two football programs going there at once.
Yeah, I mean, we've always been a developmental program. We very rarely do we have guys that come in and are already polished, ready to go. And the way I look at it and how we explain it to the kids is, how are you not going to get better? You're going against one of the best offenses and the best defenses in the state. Every day in practice, you're going to get better. So it's an opportunity, and the kids buy in, and they do get better, and that's how we develop guys. And you know, you're a sophomore now and not seeing a lot of playing time, and you're working hard and trying to get better against our offense or our defense. By the time you're a junior, senior, you might be on the field and probably playing at a pretty high level.
Yeah, and those players also have experience now looking what some of the other schools may be carrying over from year to year as well. That's pretty cool. All right, tell me about Londonderry.
Yeah, I mean, big team. They were, as advertised, really good-looking group, a lot of size. We started fast again, defensively three and out, offensively went down the field and scored. So playing downhill on people early, which has been really good for us. The defense really did a great job again this week. I think we forced 4 3 and outs in a row to start the game and backed that up with 4 touchdowns. So we jumped them early, and I think before they even knew kind of what happened, it was uphill for them. So I was pleased with that.
Well, again, looks like your captains, your skill players, had the numbers once again, and that shows consistency in the early season, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think our captains, they're captains for a reason, and they're leading the way. And we got some new faces out there, some young faces, and even guys that are maybe junior, seniors, but playing for the first time, really. So it's new, and that's not unlike a lot of teams. It's September, so there's some new faces, mm-hmm. but we certainly have them, but they've done a great job assimilating to what we do, and a lot of that has been the leadership from the captains group.
Coach, I ask you every week about if you could just point out a lineman for us, because when you get the paper, even when I redo games and go over the statistics, I don't really see the line play. I follow the ball on offense, so I ask you each week to point out a lineman maybe that you could say had a good game on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, I think on offense, Graham Roberts, our captain, is going to Harvard, committed to Harvard for football. I mean, he's so steady, but I think a guy this week that stepped up for us was a senior who's never started before, Noah Chung. Got an opportunity through his hard work, one of those scout team guys that has been, you know, grinding for 3 years for his opportunity, and got it. And I thought he acquitted himself really well against a good team. So very happy for him. And, you know, I thought Alex Bajoris at nose on the other side of the ball, on defense, a senior, probably had one of his best games as a prep football guy. So those two guys really stood out.
Outstanding. All right, you're about halfway through your non-league schedule now, and what's next for you guys?
We take a bus ride up to Lawrence to see Central Catholic, so we'll be excited about that. It's a good one.
All right, tell me about them, what you know about them.
Pretty much everything. We're pretty familiar with them. They're familiar with us. We've been doing this for a long time. So
bad question. Tell us a little bit about what you know of them.
Yeah, they're a very, very competitive program. Very successful. Been doing it a long time. So we know what kind of game it is. It's a big-time Division I matchup. A lot of the kids, there's some carryover. Some of our kids grow up in the same area, so... you know, I don't think there's any love lost there, but it's a healthy dose of respect with it, and I think the kids get really excited about it. I think both fan bases get really excited about it, and, you know, it's definitely one of those games where you kind of, you don't ever look ahead to it, but you know it's around the corner, mm-hmm. and you look forward to it. And we've had a lot of success against them, and we hope that continues.
All right, Coach, I appreciate it once again. Good luck this week.
I appreciate it, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Brian. Take care. All right, that's Brian St. Pierre, who is the St. John's Prep Football Coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.